We'd take crates of chicken in the wagon to town to sell them.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't sell them at Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Crates of chickens.
Hmm.
And you could always sell eggs for a price if you had nice thoroughbred chickens and nice big eggs.
Mm-hmm.
You could sell them, and we used to, it's barter, but we didn't call it barter. We called it take it in trade. They'd say, well, we'll give you 10 cents a dozen for the eggs if you want cash, but if you'll trade with us at the store, we'll give you 12 cents.
Mm-hmm.
I remember during the Depression, mm-hmm. they're just mm-hmm. that price.
Mm-hmm.
10 cents a dozen for eggs and 12 cents if you took them in, that's 1 cent a piece, if you took them in trade.
Mm.
And so a lot of people just buy stuff, take eggs in and buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what else we used to do a long time ago here too. Jerusalem oak is a weed that grows here widely. It has a little fine seed on it, and it has a very interesting odor, and it's used for making worm medicine. And we used to gather Jerusalem oak seed in November and December, hundreds of pounds of it, and we could sell it as a merchant right here at Turkey. And we'd get 4, 5, 6, or 7 cents a pound. And sometimes we could gather 75 or 100 pounds in one day, which would make good money for them.
Wow. Does it grow low, or is it kind of a bush?
It grows like good size, head high.
Mm-hmm.
And they're brown seeds after the frost kills them.
Hmm.
And we also gathered another little plant called dog tongue or deer tongue. It grew in the woods, and we'd gather it and dry it and carry it and sell it. It's used in cigarettes.
Hmm.
It's still used in cigarettes.
Hmm.
And they raise it in Georgia and Alabama, down there just in the woods, and it brings a right good price now. Called deer tongue.
Mm-hmm.
It grows in the woods, and it has a purple blossom on it.
Mm-hmm.
It has leaves shaped very much like tobacco leaves, but they're slick.
Mm-hmm.
They're not gummy like tobacco. Because we raised some tobacco as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
We used to raise it and have to cut wood and furnaces in barns for curing it out.
Mm-hmm. To heat it up.
Yeah.
And what about the dogs? Did you have a lot of dogs?
Yeah, we had dogs. I never did hunt very much. Members of our family did. They had bird dogs. Had quail. And everybody in the community would have somebody in the community would have coon hounds or possum hounds. And when I was young, I used to go with a neighbor, boys in the neighborhood, go possum hunting. And we'd tree a possum in a big tree, have to cut the tree down. And then when the tree fell down, the dog would grab the possum. And they'd put the possum in a bag, carry it home, and fatten him good. And then they'd eat him. Our family didn't eat possum, though. It's too greasy.
Hmm.
I have eaten at other people's house.
Mm-hmm.
Coon,
mm-hmm.
too. Raccoon.
Hmm. Now, did you have some term for dogs that were not any particular breed, but just a mixture?
Yes. Cur dogs.
Okay.
So you are cur dogs.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about of the...
We always, they had some nice dogs, though. We've had Great Danes. We love the Great Danes.
Mm-hmm.
And we like the Labrador Retriever. And we've got a collie out there, now he's not first class.
Mm-hmm.
We called him Pepper. He didn't want to stay home. We have to go get him to go to somebody's house. But we're accustomed to female dogs, and they stay home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.